At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is VSiN's College Basketball Betting Podcast. Here is your host, Tim Murray.
Welcome in, everyone. Another edition of the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast. Rolling with Matt Eumanns here on this one. We are breaking down the Midwest region where your one seed is Houston and your two seed is Texas. We'll go through all of the games. But Matt, before we jump into these games, the 11 seeds in this region are Mississippi State and Pittsburgh. Those two teams will meet on Tuesday night in Dayton, the finale of the first four on Tuesday night. So I want to real quickly hit on those two first four games if anyone's looking for any action. Right now, Texas A&M Corpus Christi and Southeast Missouri State. That is a 3.5 or 4 point line with a high total of 156. And then you've got Mississippi State against Pittsburgh, where you've seen money come in on the Bulldogs as that number are up at 2 or mostly 2.5. So any plays in either one of the Tuesday night first four games for you?
You know, I think 4 is a little bit high on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I've got this number at 1.5. Now, my numbers could be off because I'm not going to say that. I make razor-sharp numbers on Corpus Christi and Southeast Missouri. But the Ohio Valley is down a little bit this year, so maybe the Red Hawks should be dogs like that. But I think there's a little bit of value in taking 4 with Southeast Missouri in that first game on Tuesday. I'm not impressed. I watched Texas A&M Corpus Christi last week. I just was not impressed with what I saw from that team. I watched both those teams play in their conference tournament title games. Islanders are 13-1 in their past 14, but they got into the first four last year and they lost to Texas Southern 76-67. It would be a small play if anything, but it would be Southeast Missouri plus 4 in that one. And we're starting to see 3.5s pop up at places like Circa and DraftKings. You know, I could be wrong about this one too, but I made Pitt a slight favorite over Mississippi State. Now we're seeing Miss State a 2.5 point favorite in a lot of spots. I don't know if Pitt fans are fired up to travel to Dayton, but if they do, you would think the location advantage is going to be with Pitt in this one. And I've never been a big Mississippi State guy this season. I'm not really sure why they're 2.5 point favorites. So I'm going to have to look into this a little further, but right now I'm leaning taking 2.5 with Pitt.
All right, let's jump right into it. Houston, who is the favorite to win the national championship, around 550 or so, depending on where you look, for the Cougars, coming off a loss in the American Athletic Conference Championship game where they were without their leading scorer, AAC Player of the Year. Marcus Sasser was sidelined due to a groin injury. Kelvin Sampson came out and said he was never going to play in that game. Reports are that say he's probable to play against Northern Kentucky. Matt, I don't think it matters for this matchup, to be honest. I don't think Northern Kentucky's all that good. They were not the best team in their conference this year. The Horizon League, Horizon League is kind of all over the place. Northern Kentucky is a very slow team. They run a zone defense. And here's the thing. Houston's coming off a loss. They may or may not be without their best player, but mm-hmm. they are bullies on the offensive glass. They are fourth in the country in offensive rebounding percentage. Northern Kentucky, they run a zone, Matt. What's it hard to do in zones? Get defensive rebounds. They are 333rd in defensive offensive rebounding rate. I think Houston can name the score in this game. You and I don't like laying numbers, but I think Houston beats the crap out of Northern Kentucky here. So I'm going to look to actually lay the 19 with the Cougars in this one. 2 years ago in the bubble, they played a Horizon League team in Cleveland State. They beat Cleveland State by 31. I think Houston puts it on them, and I'm actually going to lay the 19 with Houston against Northern Kentucky.
Kelvin Sampson said Marcus Sasser is going to be 100% by Thursday, but why would you even play him in this game? You know, if Tim Murray says you're going to beat the crap out of an opponent, why even put Marcus Sasser out on the floor? Really, you know, Northern Kentucky is not a real potent offensive team either. And like you said, they're playing a zone. They're going to slow it down, play a slower pace. And if Sasser does not play, Tim, we just saw what the Houston offense looked like in that game against Memphis without Sasser. I don't have a strong opinion on the side, but I'm looking at under the total of 123 here because I think the Houston defense is going to completely lock down the Norse. And if they do play that zone, I don't think Houston's necessarily a great three-point shooting team. The numbers don't really show it. But and if Sasser sits out, they're going to have trouble putting a lot of points on the board. I lean under 123 on this one.
All right, the 8-9 matchup, you've got happy Fran McCaffrey against Bruce Pearl, Iowa and Auburn in this one. Iowa, this game, by the way, both these games being played in Birmingham, Alabama. So Auburn does have a slight proximity advantage here in this one. This will be the early game on Thursday. This is at 6:50 Eastern in Birmingham. Auburn is a slight favorite. Actually, looks like Circa has this game at a pick now. High total of 152. Matt, any thoughts on Auburn and Iowa or any bets?
You know, with Circa going to pick, I might actually play Auburn in this game. Wes Reynolds and I talked about this on the show tonight. We both like Auburn a little bit here. My numbers just show Auburn 1 point better, so it's not a power ratings play, anything that would jump out at you. I don't really like the way the Tigers play. It's helter-skelter. They throw up a lot of bad shots. But, you know, Iowa had a lot of problems down the stretch this season. Losing a home to Nebraska, didn't play well at the end of the year. And they don't play any defense. Fran McCaffrey's teams don't defend at all. So I'm not crazy about it. This is going to be, I think, a wildly entertaining game. A lot of three-pointers, probably some big runs on both sides. You got a total of 152. It's probably a pretty good live betting game. If you don't have a strong opinion before, you're going to be able to get a good number with one of these sides at some point here, maybe both sides. But like you said, the location advantage in Birmingham, that alone I think is worth a point to Auburn. And, Tim, if you watch the Auburn-Alabama games, the Tigers really went toe-to-toe with the Tide and played them tough. And if they did that, why can't they put away Iowa, a middle-of-the-pack Big Ten team? So I like Auburn here.
All right, the 5-12 game, we've got Miami and Drake. This is a Friday night game in Albany. This will be at 7:25 Eastern. And the Friday does help Miami because they are dealing with an injury in their big man, Omier. He was lost with an ankle injury right at the start of the Duke game and did not come back. And, you know, Jim Larrañaga, I think when asked about it on CBS He said, you know, the biggest concern for us is, and I'm paraphrasing, we've got injuries. And, you know, if Omier doesn't play or is hampered, I think this is a big issue here for Miami. I played Drake right out of the chute. I didn't get the 3.5, unfortunately. I got the 3. I think Drake wins this game outright, and I think they have a chance to go to the Sweet 16. I really like this Drake team. They've got veteran guards. Roman Penn has been playing basketball for a decade. I think I heard a stat, Matt. He started a game in 2017 for Siena. I think I got to double check that. I believe that is the case. So he's been playing basketball a long, long time. And then they have the Missouri Valley Player of the Year in Tucker DeVries, 6'7", sophomore forward, can shoot the ball incredibly well, 38% three-point shooter. This is a really good basketball team, top 100 in both offense and defensive efficiency, shoot a ton of threes, 37% from three-point range. So, look, Miami's got some good guards. I've been on the wrong side of betting against Miami here quite a bit, but, you know, there's a reason this number has moved and moved quickly. There was a 4 out there, I believe, that opened at some spots, and now you're looking at some 2s out there at Circa. So if Omier is not playing, I think Drake might end up, you know, near a pick in this spot. I like the Bulldogs from Des Moines in Drake to take care of business here. This is one of my first bets. And, you know, one thing to note, Miami stinks on defense. And if you look at some of the numbers later on in the year, Matt, they're even getting worse defensively. So I think this is a good spot for a pretty decent, you know, pretty decent to solid offensive team in Drake. So, you know, 2.5, take a little on the money line as well. I think Drake is absolutely live here and could make a little bit of a run in this region.
Little information from a source says Omier is likely going to play Friday night in this game. But still, I like Drake too. And I only see 1-3 left out there on the screen. So you're not going to get the best number at this point. But the Bulldogs beat Bradley by 26 in the Missouri Valley title game. And we talked about this on the Sunday night show. Tim Tucker DeVries, son of a coach, 6'7 sophomore guard, 19 points, 39% from 3. And you surround him with 4 senior starters? This is exactly what you look for in a dangerous dog that can pull off an upset in the first round. And you also look for a team that doesn't play any defense on the other side, and that's Miami. So I like Drake as well. I did not get this bet in at +3, so now I got to figure out how I'm going to play it, because I don't think the 3 is going to come back unless I, you know, live bet the game maybe.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, yeah, certainly feels like a very trendy 12 over 5, which you can get suckered into. But Drake was one of those teams, Matt, that I just kind of wrote down and said, wherever they end up, I'm going to look to bet them. They got Miami, you know, Omier. I'd heard similar things. I imagine he'd give it a go. And I think the Friday helps his ankle just an extra day. But, you know, I think Drake, this is the mid-major spot, like you alluded to. And maybe the next game is too. The 4-13 in this matchup, in this region, I should say, is Kent State and Indiana. And the Big 12 is a conference that you know very, very well. The Golden Flash is one of the best cover teams in college basketball. They win the Mid-American Conference, which, by the way, them beating Toledo to win that conference is nothing to sneeze at. Toledo is a damn good basketball team, and they really took it to the Rockets on Saturday night there in Cleveland to win the conference. They dropped 93 on the Rockets and were able to win that conference. So an impressive victory there for Kent State. I'll toss it to you. Is Indiana in trouble here, Matt, in this 4-13 game?
Yes, Hoosiers are in trouble. They should be on upset alert. And you're right. What do you have for Kent State for a spread record for the season?
I think it's 20-11.
Yeah. I watched the MAC title game over again last night. Really impressed by Kent State. And I think this is a team that's going to give Indiana a lot of problems. The Hoosiers have to be really upset with withdrawing Kent State in this matchup. And you're talking about a 4-13 game. Man, Kent State's a good 13. In fact, Tim, when you look at the tournament as a whole, the 13s are really good in this tournament when you're talking about Iona, Furman, and Kent State. Now, I think Louisiana is the worst of the 13 seeds, but those other three are really good. Kent State, 28-win team out of the MAC. Sincere Carey, 17.6 points a game as a point guard. And Malik Jacobs, those guys can play. And when you look at the Golden Flashes in the non-conference, they lost 49-44 at Houston, 73-66 at Gonzaga. Rob Sindoroff is a guy who used to coach at Indiana. As Wes Reynolds said tonight on the show, he hates Indiana. He hates Indiana's guts. He loathes Indiana. So I think this is personal for Rob Sindoroff. And I think the Golden Flashes are going to show up here and give the Hoosiers all they can handle. I expect this to go to the wire. I wouldn't be surprised if the Flashes pull off the win at all, because they went out and tested themselves in the non-conference against two of the best teams in this field on the road, in Houston and Gonzaga, and played them tough. And if you look at Indiana, I was really disappointed in its performance in the Big Ten tournament against Penn State. Lethargic. Their radio announcer, Don Fisher, said he thought it was a really tired team. Trace Jackson Davis has been playing about 38 minutes a game. He's wearing down. Kent State plus 4.5, Tim. That's my play here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I took Kent State plus 4.5, and I think both Drake and Kent State late night Thursday or Friday, excuse me, in Albany, both will be live dogs for sure in that spot. All right, on to the 6-11 showdown. You've got Iowa State facing the winner of the Mississippi State Pittsburgh game. This is in Greensboro, an early game on Friday, so pretty quick turnaround for the 11 versus 11 play-in game winner, either Mississippi State or Pittsburgh. No spread on this one. I know your love for TJ Otzelberger, the head coach of Iowa State. Are you looking to fade Iowa State if Pittsburgh or Mississippi State arrives in Greensboro?
Maybe not in that first game, because I'm not crazy about Mississippi State or Pittsburgh. And, you know, the Cyclones did take care of Baylor a couple times late in the season, looked pretty good after Caleb Grill was after he left the team. I'm not really sure what the dynamics were behind the scenes there at Iowa State, but I'll say the Cyclones played better when he was gone, surprisingly. But I don't dislike their first matchup against Miss State or Pittsburgh, so I would look and wait until the next round, and I'll fade Iowa State against Xavier.
Well, let's get to Xavier. Taking on Kennesaw State, Xavier without Zach Freemantle, lost for the year, so certainly a massive loss there. They do have arguably the best transfer in all of college basketball, Suli Boom, coming over for UTEP. Dude can light it up. He's a great three-point shooter. And then Kennesaw State, the winner of the A-Sun. Give them credit. They were a home underdog against Liberty in the A-Sun championship game. Got that win by 1 point. So they've been off here for a little bit. If you're into the luck metrics and look to fade teams that are lucky, Kennesaw State was the second luckiest team, according to KenPom, this year. So take that for what you will. But Kennesaw State, 26-8, north of 100 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. I'm not crazy about Xavier here, Matt, just Xavier as a whole, but they're a big favorite, and I think rightfully so. 11.5, this will be the early game on Friday in Greensboro.
Yeah, without Freemantle, Xavier's ceiling is a lot lower. If you think about with Jack Nungy and Zach Freemantle, man, this Xavier team could have been really dangerous. But that's not the case, and Xavier's still a good team without him and should be able to handle Kennesaw State here, but I'm not laying the points either. I don't play big favorites very often, and especially in this tournament, I don't. But Kennesaw State's interesting. Amir Abdur-Rahim took over a 1-28 team in 1920. And in 3 years now, he's got them at 26-8. That's just incredible. How is that guy not the national coach of the year? You go from 1-28 to 26-8 with the Kennesaw State Owls. Chris Youngblood's a good player, averages about 15 points, shoots 42% from three. So they've got a scorer who can help him hang in there. Well, I looked at Kennesaw State's non-conference, lost by 34 at San Diego State, lost by 14 at Indiana. That was a game that Trace Jackson Davis did not play in for the Hoosiers. Not a lot to see there. This is going to be a pass for me, but I'll tell you that on tonight's show, Wes Reynolds talked for about 5 minutes about Kennesaw State. And he said he's taking the 11.5 of the Owls. And by the time Wes was done with his long speech, I was ready to run through a wall, and I was going to pick Kennesaw State to win the whole region. So
He's just a big fan of the Owls making their first NCAA tournament appearance, you know?
Put Wes Reynolds down for a best bet on Kennesaw plus 11. All right.
Noted. Right. Kennesaw State best bet for Wes Reynolds. I know it will be hitting his Thursday night best bets in the circuit contest. All right, let's get to Texas A&M and Penn State. What a fascinating matchup. You know, we talked about Nevada being, you know, entering, limping in, some other teams as well. That is the opposite of this game. Both are incredibly hot teams right now entering this matchup. This will be a late night game in Des Moines on Thursday night. Texas A&M right now a 3-point favorite against Penn State. You know, I mentioned it a bunch. I'll mention it again. Bart Torvik, I've funneled it to back to December 21st, Matt. That is the day after Texas A&M inexplicably lost to Wofford at home, 67-62, where they fell to 6-5 on the year, did the Texas A&M Aggies. After December 21st, they are the eighth best team in the country, a span of 23 games for Buzz Williams' squad. And then you look at Micah Shrewsbury's squad, and they're a hell of a bunch to watch. They never give up. They'll spread you out. They'll shoot a ton of threes. They don't really rebound all that well, but they will shoot the S out of the ball. Top 10 in three-point percentage, top 20 in offensive efficiency. I'm really fascinated by this matchup. I don't have a best bet on it. Maybe you could talk me into one side or the other, but I think you've got a game where two of the hottest teams in the country are playing each other in Des Moines on Thursday night.
Yeah, I did play Penn State plus 3 here, and probably because I've watched too much Penn State basketball this season. I do like the team, and I like Micah Shrewsbury a lot as a coach. I think he's really good tactician and obviously a really good recruiter who's got a lot of upside at Penn State if he stays there.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, he's going to have some options to go other places. But Penn State plays five guards. All five can shoot the three. Pickett, Lundy, Funk, Winter, Dredd, all those guys can shoot the three at 37% or better. And they can play small ball and beat you that way. And if you're going to beat up Penn State, you have to do it the way Purdue does it with a big guy like Zach Edey, where you can't match his size. Not a lot of teams have, you know, a big guy who can score even remotely like that. But even if you have strength inside, that's where you can hurt Penn State. And I don't think Texas A&M is going to be able to expose this from Penn State. I like teams, Tim, that have a lot of guys who can spread the floor and shoot the three. And I think Penn State's hot right now with that nice run to the Big Ten tournament title game. I like the makeup of this team. I think they're confident. And I've not really been buying fully into Texas A&M all season. So I took 3 with the Nittany Lions here.
You know, one thing I want to point out, because, you know, not all stats are complete, are created equal. As a conference, the SEC can't shoot. And, you know, a lot of people point out how good defensively, you know, Tennessee is at defending the three. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M is. They're 32.3. As a conference, the SEC is shooting 32% from three. That is 32nd best in the country, and there are 33 conferences if you include independents. So they suck at shooting three-pointers. So take that for what you will. You know what? It won't be a best bet because it would just be me tailing you, but I think I could see myself on Penn State too. I like Micah Shrewsbury a lot. Like you said, the stock is high. Hopefully he's in South Bend next year as the head coach of that rebuild there. But yeah, I think Penn State would be the look for me. Do love the way that both these teams are playing. All right, wrapping up the Midwest, 2-15. We've got Texas coming off of the Big 12 championship, taking on the Raiders of Colgate. This will be a 13.5 point spread for the Red Raiders, a total of 148 in this game. Talk about shooting. That's what Colgate does and has done for years. The Raiders back in the NCAA tournament. They've been there, I believe, I think 4 straight years. They did not win the conference in the COVID season, but we didn't have an NCAA tournament. Matt Langel will probably be coaching his last game here with Temple coming open and his ties to Philadelphia. But They can't defend, Matt, but they can shoot the hell out of the ball. They're number one in the country in effective field goal percentage, number one in the country in three-point field goal percentage. They shoot a ton of three-pointers. They shoot well from inside the arc, too. So maybe not the vintage Colgate teams that we've seen in the past. They did get absolutely hammered when they played Auburn in the non-con back in December, but a pretty big number here. And, you know, injuries, certainly something to keep an eye on. It didn't affect them because they won the conference tournament, but Timmy Allen has been sidelined here, is thought to be day-to-day. So something to keep an eye on for the Longhorns. You know, right. Could you see a situation, Matt, where I don't really buy into look-aheads in the NCAA tournament, but the thought of Texas playing Texas A&M in the second round there in Des Moines could be fascinating for these players. Colgate could kind of hit you in the mouth a little bit. I do wonder, Matt, if Colgate, you know, plus +8 in the first half could be a look because, you know, they can come out shooting hot like they did, what was it, 2 years ago against Arkansas before getting run off the floor. I can't play the full game just because I think this Texas team is too talented, but how do you look at Texas and Colgate?
I like Colgate. Play him in the first half, play him in the game. I think Texas coming off the Big 12 tournament title could be a little bit flat in this spot because you see that a lot with these teams when they're, you know, the power conference tournaments. The first game in the NCAA tournament after that, they're mentally exhausted, physically exhausted, and they do come out a little bit flat. So I think Texas could be in that position. I always go back to when Ohio State made that run to win the Big Ten title a couple of years ago, and they faced Oral Roberts in the first round, and Oral Roberts was like a 17-18-point dog and won the game straight up, and Ohio State just didn't have anything in the tank after winning the Big Ten tournament. And here you got another double-digit dog. Texas just knocked off Kansas. Longhorns appear to be in peak form, but I think if you overlook the Patriot League champs here, it's going to be a mistake. Colgate's 20-1 in his past 21 games. And like you said, Matt Langille's led this team to four consecutive NCAA tournaments. His team hung tough. Previous losses to Wisconsin, Arkansas, Tennessee, even though the game against Arkansas got away in the second half. Tucker Richardson leads five double-figure scorers. All these guys shoot the three. I like the Raiders here. I took Colgate plus +14. And, Tim, your point about looking ahead might be true. You think the Longhorns, those guys might look ahead at the bracket and say, huh, let's see. We got Texas A&M if we win in the next round. We got Houston also in this bracket. And they're not really focused on Colgate here in the first round. I think they could be flat, maybe looking ahead a little bit. But, hey, this Colgate team's legit too. So it's not all about that. A team that's 20-1 – in his past 21 games, knows how to win. And this guy's Langille's a good coach. So I kind of like your angle there on Langille. Let's go plus +8 first half and plus +14 for the game.
Yeah, and I just went back and I remember them against Wisconsin covering just barely, but they got there. But they were tied at the half against Wisconsin. Yeah. And then in the bubble against Arkansas, a very good Arkansas team, much more athletic, which they lost by 17, did not get the cover. They trailed by 3 at the half. So this is a Colgate team that'll be much more rested than Texas will be. This is a Thursday game, so a quicker turnaround. Yeah, I think Colgate first half, DraftKings plus +8 is definitely worth a look. All right, before we get to best bet recap, Matt, let's take a look quickly at the West Midwest region odds to win it all. Houston plus +140, Texas 4-1, Xavier 10-1, Indiana 14-1, Texas A&M 12-1, Auburn 25-1, Miami 20-1, Penn State 30-1, Iowa 30-1. Who emerges, and is there a bet worth a look in your eyes out of the Midwest region?
Tim, come on, man. Kennesaw State.
What am I doing? All right, hold on. Let me find it.
Give me 200-1 on Kennesaw State. What do you got? After listening to Wes Reynolds talk about this team, I'm expecting Kennesaw to make a run to Houston. You know, I think this Houston drew the weakest region and the easiest path to the Final Four, and I can't take that cheap price. because, you know, if Sasser somehow re-aggravates that injury, who knows what the hell could happen to the Cougars down the road. But I don't know. I don't really see a bet that I'd recommend here in the Midwest region. I did pick Houston to come out of it.
Yeah, I have Houston. I still haven't won the title, and that might just be me trying to will my future from last April at 22-1 into existence here. So let's go Cougars. But yeah, I mean, Texas, I guess, is intriguing, but I think the rest of it, I think both the 4 and the 5, as we talked about, are certainly in jeopardy there in Miami and Indiana. All right, let's get out of here with the best bet recap.
Best bet recap.
All right, Matt. Fire away, sir, your best bets of the Midwest region.
All right, let's go here with Houston, Northern Kentucky, under 123. Auburn, Pick'em, that's at Circa right now. I'll leave Drake for you since I didn't get the best number on Drake. I do want to play that at some point, but I'll pass. You can have that one. You took the good number there. Kent State plus 4.5. Let's go with Penn State plus 3 and Colgate plus 14, that's the number of DraftKings.
All right, I will go, I will lay the big number. I'm going to lay the lumber here with Houston, minus the 19 against Northern Kentucky. I will take Drake, gave it out plus 3 on Sunday's show on betting the bracket, but I will also take them on the money line. I think they win that game. I will echo your sentiments on Kent State, plus the 4.5. Those are out there. I bet it today in Vegas. There are a couple 4.5 still out there. And at DraftKings, Colgate plus 8 in the first half against Texas. All right, that's going to do it for the Midwest region. We will break down the South and East to come with Adam Burke. You can follow Matt on Twitter at MattNewmans247. And just a reminder, you will have the Circa College Hoops Challenge, all the picks in your feed for Matt's show with Wes Reynolds, VSiN tonight. You could hear it live on Wednesday and Thursday night, give out all those picks, but we'll have it here in the College Basketball Betting Podcast, which we always say, please rate, review, and subscribe. For Matt, I'm Tim. We'll talk to you soon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.